Cincinnati Bengals, as always, good on special teams. I mean, if you look at them, the thing that really strikes you, they got a lot of good core players that have been playing well for them for years, and they do a good job. But when you look at the return game, the Erickson kid, I mean, statistically, in the punt return, they're eighth in the league. In kick return, they're sixth in the league. They can put Pac-Man Jones back there at any time. He had a huge one. He's averaging – he had a hit big one in Houston. He's averaging about 20 yards per return. We will be tested and challenged by this unit. We're still concentrating on ourselves and trying to make progress and getting to where we need to get to. We're not there yet, but as we always say, this week will be a set of new challenges, and we hope to play well. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Coach, Jabril was talking about the final punt of the game against the Colts.
Yeah.
And how he was torn, and there's this dilemma going on. And it's like inner conflict with the ball in the air. What do you think about the way it played out for him?
It's a tough play. Because, you know, it was at the end of the game there, and we were coming after it, and they brought their gunners down. So that kind of shrinks things down a little bit. You're also maybe trying to force a touchback in those situations. The punter did a nice job hanging it up. You know, I think he made the right decision from the standpoint of, you know, we had to have the ball at the end there and make sure that we had it. There were people that did get down there when you watched the tape and you said, okay, had he taken a chance, how far does he really get, you know? And those are ifs, ands, or buts. He did what needed to be done at the end of the play and make sure that we have the football.
When he looked at the tape, he felt like, hey, he could have made one guy miss, and then who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's because he's a good football player, and he cares. And the side of it that I like is he's thinking about being aggressive. At the time, I did. I thought it was a smart decision. I still think it was a smart decision. You know, and it's up for those plays like that are always be up for debate. And I think that it's good that a player thinks like that. Because it's showing that he's growing, and it shows that he is also a risk taker. And, I mean, he's going to keep getting better and better. I know he hasn't had opportunities the last couple games, but his chances will come.
Outside kicks, I mean, we usually don't see two chances at outside kick in one game. What did you need on those two chances for those to be more successful?
No, get the ball back.
What do you need the ball to do?
You know, we tried a couple things. We tried to get it wide and freed up some guys. And formationally, we had an extra player over to that side. So you were going to get someone there. But it's also the timing and the speed of how fast is the ball going and how fast is your player going. They did a nice job of blocking. We still had a guy there, but it just didn't time up properly. And then we tried a different kick. You know, on the second one that we've had some success with, and it just, you know, those plays are so tough because I think it's a 10% chance that you get the ball, but I think what we were maybe one of three last year, so you can say, hey, we were 33%, but it's you know, everyone assumes that always the hands team is going to get it. We're always just trying to cause some confusion and you kind of turn into a little bit of a melee. From the standpoint of hoping that the confusion and the ball squirts through and you're there and you recover it.
When you go with the punter and the kicker lined up there, is there any special rule that you have to take into account? Or?
No, you have to make sure that you have so many guys on each side, and then you have to have at least someone outside the numbers to satisfy that rule, and then so many guys, you know, on each side of the hash. So we were good there. You're just trying to – once again, you're trying to create some confusion in those things, and obviously, you know, we haven't shown the full gamut of everything yet, and, you know, we still have some things built off of that.
What have you thought of Zane through the first three
games? Well, knock on wood, I think that he's done, you know, he's done what we've asked him to do. He's been kicking away, and he's improving each and every day in practice on his kickoffs and working on some other things. And you know, when he's had opportunities to either kick field goals or extra points, you know, he's doing his job. So he needs to continue to do that, and this will be another big week for him.
Would you like to see him get more chances? I mean, it seems like it's only extra points or short field goals. I mean, you're kind of waiting for him to get a long shot.
Well, yeah, you always – I mean, those opportunities are going to come, you know, and what I'm encouraged by – really what I'm encouraged by is what I see out in practice and what he can do. And I just commented the other day, and he's doing a nice job of, as a rookie, getting in a routine and understanding this is what I'm going to do on this day, this is what I'm going to do on this day, and taking care of his leg and understanding what we're trying to do schematically in the kickoff game and those type of things. So he's growing, and that's why I'm encouraged and fired up for him.
Challenge has it been for you? You know, you guys have the youngest team in the league, and you've had a lot of turnover on teams. You know, and you've always traditionally been known as a great special teams coach and a big play guy. How frustrating maybe for you not to have the, you know, the blocked punts, the blocked field goals, the breaking the long returns, and just affecting the game in a dynamic way?
Well, I think that no, it's a good question. I mean, we've always said that we want to be an aggressive unit that plays intelligently. You know, we haven't had the dynamic plays go for us yet. I think that those things will come. I mean, we're, you know, the hard part at this time of year for a special teams coach is the weather's nice and the ball is flying. And, I mean, for example, Cincinnati's kicker, I think he has, you know, there's only been one return against. He's been banging it out of the end zone himself. I think what we have to do and continue to do is develop our players and get them better so that when things do change, they're ready to go. I'm encouraged by where they're going. We're, like I said, and I said at the beginning, we're not where we need to be. I still also think that the guy that we have back there in punt returns, number 22, can be a dynamic player. I thought that last week, I mean, Sam Cook in Baltimore did a great job, and we knew that was going to take place. And last week, that rookie Sanchez, those were beautiful punts, and he did a nice job of eliminating Jabril. What I will say is, on the flip side, people don't talk about it, but on one of their punts, the gunner, he went out of bounds and was out forever, and there was a 15-yard penalty on him, unsportsmanlike conduct. And as they ran over, I said, guys, that was a 15-yard return. And they kind of looked at me like, Coach, we didn't return the ball. I said, yes, you did. You just picked up a penalty. That's 15 yards. There you go. Or when we rushed him late and he hit a touchback, I said, guys, that was a 27-yard net. That punt went nowhere. Understanding that part, and that's kind of the special teams part where people say, well, nothing really happened. I mean, there's 35 special teams plays in that game, and there wasn't a lot of returns or anything. But you say, you know what, guys, here's what did take place: 15-yard return, 27-yard net. Colquitt, we won the net punt. You know, so you're doing things. It's not flashy yet, and we're not going to be flashy. We're going to be a blue collar lunch pail type team, and that's kind of, I think, who we want to be. And we'll get chances. We're definitely not hitting the panic button. I just got to make sure that we're getting better and doing those things. So, you know, and this week will be a good test.
And when you're down 11, I think late, and you could have kicked a field goal, what was the kind of max for Zane to even try it there?
Well, that's a good question, because that's you know, we were kind of looking, you know, anywhere from that 53 to 55. But, you know, at that spot in the game, because you're going to need a field goal at some point in time, it's almost you have to maybe err on the side. Maybe you need to get a little closer from the standpoint, because you've got to make sure that you do make it. You know, if you do take your chance and you miss it, well, you've kind of hurt yourself, obviously. So those are discussions that go on during the game. Obviously a little easier last week because it's indoors and you're not worried about wind and those type of things. But you know, we felt pretty good. I will say this: in those situations when you get over 50 yards, I still think that you're kind of in that 50-50 range. You know, you would like to be under the 50 yarders And he had a strong leg and make it. It's just that you know you got to make this one for sure.